This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. A Sunday morning NPR audience is not the best group to talk to about the importance of sleep. Over the years, we've seen neuropsychiatric research demonstrate how too little sleep results in memory lapses, poor motor skills, increased injuries, disruptions of normal mood, and, in the medical field, medical mistakes, many of which impact patient well-being. And sleep also impacts on the wellness of health providers. I remember lots of divorces and breakups that resulted from long hours of work. And I recall several instances where tired medical trainees got in serious motor vehicle accidents driving home after a long overnight shift of 30 or more hours. Well, a decade ago, limits were placed on residents so they couldn't work 120 hours, but required no more than 80 hours, still twice the hours of the average full-time worker. Of course, there was still wholesale cheating, where residents were encouraged to sign out at a prescribed time of day, but then come back through another door to finish their work. Working fewer hours was not a panacea. When doctors worked fewer hours, that meant that each junior doctor wasn't always around to care for patients, so there were handoffs, where a patient's care was transferred back and forth between different doctors. These handoffs were not easy, and they created new problems as a result of diffusion of responsibility. Today, there is a poorly conceived movement to again expand the work hours for medical providers, supposedly in the name of patient care. However, it seems to me this is really all about expanding access to cheap labor provided by trainees. Of course, I have another concern about long work hours, and that relates to worker well-being. A recent study looked at the association between longer work hours and substance abuse, particularly risky alcohol use. If a worker leaves at 10 at night and needs to be back again at 6 in the morning, there is little time for exercise, leisurely meals, or the usual ways that people relax. For people working 80 or 100 hours a week, drugs, particularly alcohol and marijuana, offer a false promise of a fast-acting way to relax and transition quickly from work to home life. Then, the next morning, some find they need a jolt to get them up, and too often, they turn to prescription drugs for the stimulation. Patient care is the primary concern of our healthcare system, but worker well-being isn't far behind in priorities because it is so closely linked to patient well-being. Given the pressure of hospitals to reduce costs, it's not surprising that they seek ways to squeeze workers harder and harder. Someone needs to remind administrators that while longer work hours may seem penny wise, it is pound foolish, and they will have the unintended consequences of pushing hard toward a more unionized workforce that will be able to stand up and protect well-being. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.